This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Blue Apron, blueapron.com. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals absolutely free by going to blueapron.com/Coverville. Find out more later in this episode. Coming up on episode number 1165, it's time for a tribute episode for Chuck Berry, who we lost the weekend before last. Now, this was supposed to be last week's episode. There were some things that all transpired that caused this episode to get delayed. I apologize for that, but we're getting to it now, and it's as good a time as ever to listen to these great classics, all covered by other artists. It's the Chuck Berry Tribute Show. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett, and yes, as I mentioned, today's show, a tribute to Charles Edward Anderson Berry, a.k.a. Chuck Berry, guitarist, songwriter, singer, and legend of rock and roll, one of the pioneers of rock and roll music. He passed away last weekend, March 18th, in his home in Missouri. And, a sad loss there. And I'm not going to get into, I know there is some controversy about some of his more, there's some sexual deviancy in his past that we're not going to get into. We focus on the music here on Coverville. We don't focus on that stuff. Although you'll notice there's been no Gary Glitter episode of Coverville for obvious reasons. Let's get right to it. We got to start off with this one right here, a cover of the song Johnny B. Goode. So many different versions out there. Peter Tosh, Marty McFly, and the Back to the Future soundtrack. But I wanted to go with something different. This is great. This is from 2014, although it was recorded a lot earlier, re-released on a collection of teen trash from psychedelic Japan. Here is the Spiders. Here are the Spiders and their cover of Johnny B. Goode.
Right now, Johnny B. Goode!
We'll be right back. Something that once was. She's a sweet little pea.
The Refreshments with a cover of Southern Belle. This is from an album that they put together called Let It Rock, the Chuck Berry tribute from 2013. Now, you're saying to yourself, wait, The Refreshments, the guys who did that song Banditos, you know, a great song that mentions Captain Picard and the United Federation of Planets. No, not that Refreshments. This is a Swedish band called The Refreshments. However, they do occasionally get some help from a well-known British drummer, I believe, Billy Bremner, who worked with Rockpile and Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds. He's definitely the guy bringing that that rockabilly sound there. The Refreshments and their cover of Southern Belle. Before that, Nico Case from a tribute to Wanda Jackson called Hard-Headed Woman. That one came out back in 2004. Brown-Eyed Handsome Man, a song that Wanda covered as well. Bye Bye Johnny by Who You Say. It was kind of a good pair of songs there. It's the continuing adventures of Johnny B. Goode. We heard The Spiders at the beginning of that set from Japan, from an album called Big Lizard Stump, Teen Trash from Psychedelic Japan from 2014. And then Who You Say following that with a cover of Bye Bye Johnny, that one from their 2011 album In Decay. And I don't know if it's the lyrics, the vocals, probably a combination of all those things, but it sounds almost like a Ringo Starr and his all-star band track right there. Really, really good stuff from Who You Say. And then, as I mentioned, The Spiders starting us off. Let's get to another set here, and if you're a Pulp Fiction fan, this one will be very familiar to you. It is the song You Never Can Never Can Tell, or C'est La Vie, covered here by Buster Shuffle.
Was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame are on the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, because you sure you never can tell. They're gonna stop on a bathroom with the two-room robot sale. The cool waiter was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when we found work, a little money coming was out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a half-hour phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock and rhythm and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Out.
Maybelline by Foghat. Yeah, you can almost see Elaine Benes dancing to that one. That one from a collection from 2005 called Covered by Foghat features, as you probably could guess from the title, songs covered by Foghat, including that one right there, Chuck Berry's Maybelline. Great version right there. Man, just a total party track. Before that, You Can't Catch Me by John Lennon. Sound familiar? Yeah. Well, it should, because John borrowed some of those lyrics for the Beatles song Come Together, and you can hear him singing in there the whole Here Come Old Flat Top, grooving up slowly, right there in the song that he originally borrowed it from, You Can't Catch Me by Chuck Berry. That one is from his 1975 album, Rock and Roll, his all-cover album. Hard to think of John Lennon having an all-cover album, but he did, and it was a great one. Jeff Lynne of ELO right before that from his all-cover album called Long Wave. That one came out in 2012, and there was his cover right there of Let It Rock, and Buster Shuffle at the top of that set, modernizing C'est La Vie, You Never Can Tell. That one from a single of the same name that came out in 2013. We're going to get back to more Chuck Berry in just a second, but before that, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That is Blue Apron and BlueApron.com. So the other night, Tina and I made, from Blue Apron, a catfish katsu with like this pearl pasta with kale. It was just amazing. And then some rice. Oh, no, the rice had kale in it. Oh, so good. It was all really, really good and all really fresh, high-quality ingredients. You get all this stuff from Blue Apron, and you know, it's important to know, as you're putting together your meals, as you're watching yourself cook these meals, you know exactly where the food's coming from, and you can't always trust that when you order out or you get pre-made food. No, I mean, you're watching yourself put kale in the pan and cook it up and then mix it with the rice and add some lemon, and you're watching yourself cook the catfish and rice flour and panko. Oh my god, it was so good. It came out super crispy, super tasty, and they had a black garlic. You made a black garlic mayonnaise to go with it, kind of like a tartar sauce. It was so good and so easy, and that's what Blue Apron is all about. And you know, if that doesn't sound good to you, well, guess what? That's what one of the other great things about Blue Apron. You know how when you get a loot crate, you really don't have much choice, right? You get a box delivered to you, and it might have some cool stuff. It might have some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff or Transformers stuff in there. Well, if you don't like that stuff, it's kind of a bummer to get a box full of stuff you don't like. With Blue Apron, that's not going to happen. You can look ahead at all the menus coming up and choose which things you want. You can say, oh, this recipe sounds amazing. This one, maybe not so much, but this one right here, I'm totally putting that one in my future box. And it's so easy to do, so easy to organize, and so easy to cook. And when you see how delicious these meals come out, that you're making yourself, you're going to be a convert. And I want you to try it. I want you to try it for free. Here's what you do. You're going to go to blueapron.com/Coverville. blueapron.com/Coverville. You get to check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free, absolutely free, with free shipping. There's no reason not to try this, right? There's no obligation. Just jump in and try it and enjoy it. It's delicious. And you're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Coverville. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. All right, let's get back to the music here. And how about a band, you know, we had John Lennon in that previous set. How about a band that's known for covering the Beatles, covering Chuck Berry? You follow me? Are you with me so far? Talking about a band called The Punkles. They are a punk band that covers the Beatles. And on their anthology album, The Punkles 1998 to 2003, they cover the Beatles cover of Roll Over Beethoven, of course, originally by Chuck Berry. It'll all make sense, I promise you. Here are The Punkles and Roll Over Beethoven.
I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, gotta hit. have no kick against modern jazz. Till they try to play it too damn fast. Change the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a back that you can lose it. Any old time you use it. There's gotta be a rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they had a jubilee. And funky folk they had a jamboree. And drinking beer from a wooden cup. The folk dancing got all fucked up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a back that you can lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be a rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Lunch is ready to sail. Good luck if you can find a seat for fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, you open your books, even the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books and leave your seat, down the hall and into the street, up to the corner and round the bend, right to the Duke joint, you go in, drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something now really hot. One you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. You're feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, skip and roll. You've been with me from the days of old. Long live skip and roll. Beat up the washboard, long and roll. Rock, rock, skip and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul. Body and soul, feeling like this is just my goal. Listen to the music loud and cool. Then let the teacher boy back in school. Hail, hail, skip and roll. You've been living from the days of old. Long and skip and roll. Beat up the washboard, long and roll. Rock, rock, skip and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Yes, that's Bob Cort's Skiffle Group from a compilation called Legends of Skiffle, Volume 2 of that Legends of Skiffle compilation. You know who started out as a skiffle band? The Quarrymen. Yeah, before they became the Beatles, they were doing music like that, and I'd love to track down some of that stuff. Love the sound of that. Bob Cort's Skiffle Group changing the lyrics only slightly to Chuck Berry's Ring, Ring Goes the Bell, School Day. You know, instead of Hail, 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 Hail Rock and Roll, it's Hail, Hail, Skiffle and Roll in those lyrics. We'll revisit that song here in just a second. Memphis, Tennessee, right before that, by the band Silicon Teens. That one from their album from 1980 called Music for Parties. Probably best known as the guys who covered Red River Rock for the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack. And that's another great one right there from Silicon Teens. The Red Elvises, little Russianizing of rock and roll music from their 1997 Surfing in Siberia, and the Punkles at the top of that set, covering the Beatles, covering Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven. That one you'll find on the Punkles' Greatest Hits 1998 to 2003, which somehow came out in 2011. They sat on that for 8 years and then decided to release it. One last set of music, and I mentioned we were going to revisit School Day, Ring, Ring Goes the Bell. So you probably, after hearing all of these songs kind of back to back, you see a lot of similarities in the makeup of Chuck Berry's songs, right? A lot of times you get that that standard 12-bar boogie rhythm and music, right? You get that combo. Well, with the song School Day, it was actually the same melody with new lyrics. Here is No Particular Place to Go, like I said, which has the same melody and makeup as School Day with different lyrics, performed here by the Guanabats, this one from their original albums and Peel Sessions collection, which came out in 2014. Guanabats, No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising, playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Riding along my automobile, I sent you to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and she said, tongue in my ear.
a goddamn belt, riding along my calibers, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge, the goddamn belt still wouldn't budge. Let's go.
Automatic 7 with a cover of Sweet Little Rock and Roller, closing us out from an album called Oldies But Goodies. Be careful which one you buy. There's one that's like alternative acts covering oldies, and then there's one that's really just oldies, so make sure you get the one that I link to in the show notes right there at Coverville. Sweet Little Rock and Roller right there by Automatic 7. Before that, Stan Ridgway and a cover of Nadine, that one from his 1993 album The Big Heat. Love Stan Ridgway, his stuff both with Wall of Voodoo and his solo stuff after Wall of Voodoo. Such great stuff. Let Me Rock by The Fevers before that. That one from Love Always Wins from 2008. And Guanabats and their cover of No Particular Place to Go. That one you can find on their original albums and Peel Sessions collection, a big collection that came out in 2014. That is going to bring us right to the end of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this. Big thanks, by the way. I'm going to give you guys shout-outs on the next episode. Patreon, our new patrons, you guys are awesome. And I'm working on postcards right now that are going out to all the patrons of the level that get prints. And you guys will get those right in the mail. As opposed to waiting for a package, why not just get a postcard in the mail? So big thanks to those of you who've become patrons in the last couple weeks. I'll give you guys a proper shout out on the next episode of Coverville. But if you want to become a patron, really easy. You can contribute any amount you want to the show. And this is where I'm slowly getting people moved over from the Coverville Citizens stuff on the site. You can be both, or you can be either one. It's fine. I'll happy to get your contribution either way, and you'll still get goodies. But trying to get more people over to Patreon. You just go to patreon.com, patreon.com/Coverville. If you want to email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can call the request line at 1-877-7-COVER-9 and record your request right there. And of course, everything else you need right there at coverville.com. Check it out. Archives of old shows, searchable database of cover songs, both ones I've played and ones I haven't played. As a matter of fact, if you want to do a search in there, you can find out what episode I might have played a particular song on. It's all there at the very top of Coverville. We'll be back next week with another episode of the show. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, c'est la vie, you never can tell.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.